Okay, here we are, January 5th. We're in the Acts of the Three Nephites, chapter 8, and Dewey's going to lead our discussion.
Okay, well, thank you, Rex, for that prayer. I felt the spirit come in. And then when you re-asked for it to come in, I felt it stronger. That's always a neat power to demonstrate to it's always nice to have the spirit. And okay, chapter 8. Any other comments before we start? Well, okay. Russell, you want to read chapter one, or I mean,
Sure.
verse one?
All right. The Nephite people, taken then by their highest sentiments, banished from the midst all resentment that came from the evil one, beginning with sorrow and rancor, then anguish and fear, anger, covetousness, and lasciviousness, and many others derived from Satan. And whenever an adverse feeling to the heavenly gifts were identified, a record was made of it for the purpose of being worked out at church meetings in general. For the purpose of being replaced by those noble sentiments derived from the bigger gifts coming from the name of our God, one at a time, until the strife between brethren ceased to exist and there were no more quarrels among the Nephite people.
I always, when I read this verse, I always think that, wow, we're not there yet. In that, if you had a big rift in your ward or in our little group, that we would talk about it and resolve that rancor or anger. I'm grateful that. For the most part, I'm probably struggling with the last three. Covetousness and being lazy, pretty easy to do, I think, for most of us, or a lot of us, maybe I should say. Any comments from you guys on that?
I would make a comment. In the early days of the Center Place branch, we used to have meetings just for this. We used to do meetings actually on new moon meetings, and I thought that they were very beneficial. We Generally, I would start it off with a example scripture and, relate, what that individual, what feeling that individual had to deal with and remove and take on, what new feeling they took on. And I really, some things within me were really brought to the surface. I can't speak for everyone else, but I thought that it was beneficial, but it was brought forward that, we may not want to do actually have new moon meetings if we weren't, baptizing, and having an actual new moon service. So we thought it best to discontinue, but certainly it could have continued at a different time. But I thought it was a really beneficial thing to do. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Well, Rex, that's really cool to hear about. I know a couple of weeks back there was this part that said that the power of priesthood was connected with strict observance of both the Sabbath and the full moon. And so this year I'd made a goal of taking the sacrament, trying to do those ordinances. Even on the full moons. And because I felt like it really was important. I desire to have that power in the priesthood. I must admit it's very difficult to pull this off here in Utah. The closest member is what Russell's about 200 miles away or more. And so anyway, we're not hard to do it by yourself. But I think that's interesting about what you said, Rex. I'm sorry they stopped doing that because the spirit told me that it was important 2 weeks back, and I was just been asking the Lord, well, how can I do this? How can I be acceptable and obtain that blessing? We all want power in our priesthood. It's something that, I mean, what kind of saints are we if we can't demonstrate power? And certainly bringing the spirit in the room is to me a demonstration of power. So I'm grateful that at least we can do this at this time. And any other comments?
Yeah, I was wondering if about the sacrament, because you need two people to do the sacrament, first of all.
Yeah, it's
If
very
you
difficult to pull that off by yourself.
Yeah.
I was thinking about a book I read that there was a guy who wanted to break the veil. And so the Lord told him to start giving his tithing to people that he knew and not do it through the church. And then he said that I started doing the sacrament by myself every day. And then his bishop wouldn't let him have a temple recommend because he wasn't a full tithe payer. But about 2 months later, he did break the veil. And so I found that very interesting, that his path that he followed, since that's something that I desire, I feel like I can't really do my mission until I've accomplished that. And but anyway, that's just some personal thoughts.
Is
Michael,
that,
what do you?
I was going to say, was that from the book, How to Have Your Second Comforter? Or is that different?
It was different. Now, that book I thought was pretty good too. It was simple, but still I'm at the simple. Probably when you look at it, it's the simple things, right? To always remember him. How simple is that? Because if you did that, you'd have the spirit, and then the spirit would tell you what to do. But I can't remember what that book is, and I've tried to find it again to kind of relook at it. But I just think sometimes you do the best you can, and I think the Lord acknowledges that.
I put in the chat, I pasted in there something from John Pratt wrote an article back in 2020 about how to join with the United Order, and he quoted this verse, and he said it's interesting that the list quoted above of negative attributes to overcome is presented as an ordered list, suggesting that they are to be overcome in that order. And then he says, indeed, some negative attributes are easier to overcome than others, perhaps depending on the individual. So it is wise to overcome the easiest ones first and then move on to the more difficult challenges. And then he makes a kind of an interesting observation. He says, although it's not mentioned in the text, it seems that the same method could be used to develop positive attributes. For example, this month I will demonstrate my love for others by cheerfully serving one person every day, by easing their burden and making them happy. And thus, a systematic method was used to overcome satanic attributes and develop those of Jesus Christ. So I think this verse, chapter 8, verse 1, is kind of a key verse in this whole book, right? This kind of shows us how they were able to systematically overcome these negative attributes one by one until they had eradicated them completely from their midst. Very interesting.
Yeah, very good. And like I say, the last three, and lasciviousness, I mean, basically, you need to be active. Whereas, you can't just sit on your lazy boy chair, which I enjoy. Yes, Russell.
What Michael just did as far as posting that comment from John reminded me of a project I thought of mentioning or seeing if anyone is interested. And it seems like we need, we meet weekly and we go through the sealed book and we've done it several times. And yet I don't know if we're getting it, gaining something each time through. It seemed like we need to have a document where we document the various things that are in there. And I wondered about, we break it up and you take these chapters and review the meetings that we've discussed those chapters and pull out the things that were said by John Pratt and others and create a document that we can help in our study. I don't know if that's a project that anyone's interested in pursuing or not.
Well, I tell you, I've been thinking about that we should generate up a commentary on the sealed book, which is the same thing you're suggesting,
Yeah,
Russell.
exactly.
And the first thing I thought about is that we could take all of our meetings, and for each verse, it could be cut up. So, for verse one that we're talking about today, we could have all the comments from 3 years ago. And so then you could click and watch this video where you see the Sunday school or our meetings on that one verse over 3 years. And then we could add in these other things. So, you could study that verse in more depth. That's one thing I thought about, just simply because we have that. It just would be a matter of cutting out that anything that has to do with verse one of chapter eight out of any of our meetings. We just make a movie out of that. And then so you could then put a link in the sealed in our edited copy of the Sealed Book of Mormon where they could hit that and see every meeting comment about that verse. That's one of the things I've been thinking about. And we could add these things like John Pratt. So obviously Michael brought it up. So you would see that eventually in this short movie about verse one. Anyway, I'll let you guys think about that. But that's been on my mind for some time just simply because I thought, well, hey, we have all this stuff. It'd be like what the church did with the quad where they're interconnecting everything. So if somebody really wanted to search something, they could.
Yeah, or at the very least, we could do like chapter headings, just summaries at the top of each chapter to make it easy to find what we're looking for.
Oh, you mean the quad that is the like with the four scriptures, right?
Yeah,
Maybe.
they did a
Oh.
gigantic
Yeah,
indexing of
this
that.
one. Okay.
Yeah.
Where, so
Yeah.
if you wanted to study, what does the yellow book say about the feeling, some word, some topic, you could then go. Anyway, those are some of the things I've been thinking about. Because people will be studying the yellow book for forever.
The sealed book, you mean?
Yes, the still book.
Or
Yeah,
since
sounds like
2019.
great project, which I do not have time for. And also, I think it's diverting from the subject that this talks about, which is if there are any feelings from the opposite one that they are being discussed. Yeah, but it's interesting. I noticed that a lot of people do not want to really go into that. So that's a really hard thing to do, and I think it's really great that you Rex you try to do something like that, which is not easy, I think, and because there's not a really clear guideline of how to act, you know. If you find a feeling like that, okay, what do you do? Do you write it down? Then you, yeah. I was wondering how you go went about that, Rex. Like, did you have like a feeling, a negative feeling towards someone else, or in yourself, or yeah, that's interesting, I think. And then what? Then you talked about it in the meetings, and then.
Yes, pretty much after, the scripture reading and commenting on the scripture example, it was pretty much open for, anyone to share, feelings that they had and, what they could do. And we, help each other out, maybe you could do this. Maybe you could think this way, or, because I know I had some issues with, as it's said, rancor, bitterness or resentfulness, and, it's hard not to have those with individuals that continue to act the same way. Not growing the way they should. But then again, who am I to judge? So, it's some of those, it's not an overnight, it's not an overnight thing. It's a journey. But, there's, like you said, there's not really any mandated path. We're not given step by step how to do this. And that's
No.
one of the things I'm kind of looking forward to, is somewhat of a priesthood manual for a lot of our, ordinances and, things such as this, such as the new moon meeting, because I mean, we have an idea of what's supposed to go on, but, we don't know details. And like, there's intricacy even to the sacrament that, Brother Bob has watched intently when he's been in Brazil, how they do it. And he's tried to pass that on to me. And, we tried to do, we do the best that we can following the example, but there's a lot of things lost in translation. So I'm definitely looking forward to some sort of a manual. Priesthood manual, and maybe that'll come about with the setting up of the church that we have now with our patriarch and counselors and apostles. And so anyway, I'll stop rambling. Thank you.
If I may also make a comment, what stood out for me very much in this chapter and this verse actually is that it's almost the most mentioned feels to me, because I think it's because of the purpose of being replaced, and so the purpose. I think that's very interesting. If you zoom in the repentance. So first, because what I learned before was that you can only repent of you when you are aware of your sin. So if we become more aware and get more discernment with this new scripture, we will be able to identify it. And part of the identifying, I think, is what we're doing now. And what you said, Michael, I thought was interesting, because there's an order there, what Fred said. and an exact sequence, like it is with the final part of the fullness of the second invitation, that we're in a certain position in time. So what is repentance? That is doing things different than before. Yeah, I think it could be like a key function, this. If we learn to do this in the right way, and we learn to develop a form, like you said, Rex, but it could be maybe a part of all meetings in general, you know, because this is the whole purpose of becoming a better man, become a better priesthood holder, to grow in power. If we only would not have no quarrels, it would be amazing. And I think it's also such a hopeful verse that one time the strife ceased to exist. It's so hopeful, and it's so simple in a way, that you would identify, agree on the identification of the problem, and then turn it, replace it. So, thank you.
Yeah, and I would also like to add that in chapter 7 it ends with, in turn, this people must live in consecration. So I think that is also a thing that has not really happened yet, that we do not yet live in consecration. Because in order to live in that consecration, you also have to have a level of trust, which is also maybe hard to do when you're far apart, you know? And yeah. I think that also has to do with it. There's a needs to be a level of trust to share, because sometimes it's very personal, of course, your things that you struggle with. And yeah.
It's funny you say, because it's in the sealed book that it's possible, even with cities.
Yeah.
So it is possible, but we have to work on the vision, maybe too.
Well, I envision, I don't know, it yeah, I'm just imagining it, how it would be, you know, and then I'm not sure if I really want to hear all the things people struggle with, you know, but okay, that is something maybe personal.
One thing that I've really enjoyed in AA is that people do talk about that. And I find when I would read this verse, I often think about, well, AA pulls this off much better than any church meeting I've seen. And I'm not sure why that is. But I appreciate that part, because not everybody is struggling with something, pride or jealousy, or I mean the seven deadly sins. All of us have probably got one of them that pops in our life from time to time. And I've appreciated that. It also causes me to be grateful, you know, that you walk in an AA meeting thinking, oh, this is bad, and I'm gloomy and I'm sad, and you hear other people what they're working through, you know, taking care of their old diabetic dad who can't control his insulin, and you just feel empathy. And anyway, that's a part that I think the Yellow Book is suggesting, that the church meetings would be more like an AA meeting than a I don't know, a church meeting in an I can speak more of LDS, but it's more like put your best clothes on, put your best face on, and you're probably not going to talk about all of the little demons that seem to be those fiery darts of Satan that happened to you this week. And because I don't know, maybe it's the pride of Ephraim or whatever that would like to put our best face forward. Anyway, those are my comments on that.
Well, I was with the AA too, and it's interesting that what you say, Dewey, that we I was thinking of King Benjamin's speech, that we're all beggars, you know, and that was interesting for me too, the gratefulness and that there is room for the person with the difficulty, and we're brought up with the yeah, to go to me at least to emphasize the that you need some food, some spiritual food, and that's one way. So the AA is interesting that it's all they're all equal to be there, and they said sometimes in the church they said yeah that we are all. We came here because we know we are sick, and the church is the hospital. Well, I didn't feel that so much in the LDS that people are sick. But when you go to the AA, people know they are sick. And part of the healing process is acknowledging the weak thing, and look at the Catholic Church with a confession. Thing which is institutionalized, we have to get a new form of getting the spirit in the healing of the soul, because if we're all beggars.
And also look at where the feelings come from, you know. That is also so interesting, because it could be something from your youth or something that you are
And that's what you don't want to hear.
not aware of. No, I was thinking about the other things, but I will not say it here. But what did I want to say? No, I forgot.
Maybe that you feel safe, say it.
No.
Okay.
Sorry about
Well, some things to ponder about. I definitely appreciate that kind of group in my life. I find it very fulfilling. I feel like the Yellow Book is suggesting that, in my mind. Okay.
Yeah, interesting. Well, yeah.
Ready to go on, or
Sure.
No.
You want to say something?
No. It's okay. It's not a general ch church meeting.
Well, you know, I would just make the comment that I would have no problem in spending an hour and only covering one verse, since I probably had done the Yellow Book now 50 or 100 times. It's like I'm not in to get through it. Because I have. I've got through it a bunch of times. And so sometimes it's just wherever the spirit guides us, whether we do 10 chapters or we do one, it, you know.
Maybe I can comment then, if we're going deep in this verse,
Yeah.
that I feel some negative feelings surrounding you, your use of the Sealed Book of Mormon, and that you say the Yellow Book. Because let me explain. Because I have gotten a green book. From L I think it was Libya when Gaddafi was there, And he used his philosophies to get across in a book which was called The Green Book. And if you only use the color, it's you can understand. But I feel with my wife
Wow.
that she is tired of the use of the only the color. So these things, if you have you feel safe with friends, you can say these things. It doesn't really matter, but to become unified, I'm as a musician, if you alter a little way how you say it in the timing, even or the crescendo or things, it's amazing. The power of the word is amazing. And I think the part of what we're doing in these meetings is discovering in a new perception what the word, the power of the word. And I hope you're okay with that, for me saying that, do we?
Yeah, I'll try. I just say what pops in my head, and
I know.
I'll try to say the sealed book. It's I know you guys know what I mean, but I will try to say the sealed book, because right, we don't want resentments. I find myself praying about you guys all the time when I feel something, and the way I do that when I feel a resentment is I pray for that person. And I learned that in AA, and I don't know of a greater tool to solve resentments than, if I say that color book, then you guys could pray for me that Dewey will use the correct wording of the sealed book of Mormon so
Thank
that
you.
I can have happiness in the meeting, right? I
Yes,
mean,
we had a great. I think about the salute. We had a long thing about how to do the salute in the right way, and what a peace and a joy when all agree. You know, it's. So thank you for that. We can pray for you. Good idea.
yeah, well, it works for me. That's how I and I trust me, I've done it for you guys a lot. And because I don't want that feeling. I don't want that disharmony. And this is a very powerful tool to solve that with anybody.
But it would not be solved if nobody speaks up. You can pray for years and years and years. Please let Dewey say it differently. But if you are not aware of it, anything, you will not change.
So it all works
Well,
together.
there are things we don't have control over, that's for sure. And I think that reminds me of acceptance is the key to happiness. And it really is asking the Lord to help me accept the things I cannot change. Because we're all at different levels.
But
And
you now spoke the intention to change, so it is, yeah, it is possible.
sure, absolutely. And I'll try. And please forgive me if I say yellow book. It's not my intention to suddenly cause disharmony. I just, sometimes
It's grown like
I
that. It grows like that. This with music, it grows on you. And I remember now, I think Brother Pratt used it a lot too, the Yellow Book. So I think even Balkia asked for a Yellow Book because he mentioned it so often, and now we got a yellow book because of Balkia wanting that we could unite and also have the yellow book. It's a lot. There's a lot of things going on, and it's interesting. To say, thank you for zooming in these seemingly unimportant details.
Well, I was thinking in the United Order, a member got all upset about a cup of cream and left the United Order. And so, these little things, whatever they are, these resentments have to be solved. And yeah. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can. Obviously, I can say the yellow book. I will attempt to do it. I'll try not to be offended when you remind me. And, because otherwise, how are we going to move forward?
Yes, but do I understand correctly that you are already in the United Order?
No, I'm just a member. No priesthood, no nothing, no place to take the sacrament correctly. It's an interesting place where you're just, and I asked the Lord about it, and he just, if I did this myself, if it'd be acceptable, and I got a spiritual witness. And so until I get corrected by the Lord, and in fact, the Lord told me that they're going to make a branch up here. I'm just thinking to myself, man, how many years away is that going to be? But I'm sure it will come. And then I, obviously won't have to do it myself. But in the meantime, I asked, hey, will this be acceptable? I got a spiritual witness. This will be acceptable. And so I'm doing the best I can here in Tooele until things change.
What's your family situation? Your wife involved in accepting what was going on here, or?
My wife's read the yellow book, and but she's happy in her ward. That's where all the fellowship is. It's where all her friends are. She goes to the temple every week. Temple attendance is important, so maintaining a recommend is important. So most of the blessings that my family get come from the LDS Church. So. And I think that's one of the reasons why I still pay my tithing to the LDS Church. I got permission from my wife to join the United Order and had all the money ready to go. And then I think I took offense because I was corrected about using holy crap in church and thought, well, maybe I will just wait until I don't take offense and I'm a little more perfected. And the Lord hasn't told me to change that yet. I'm sure he will. It's just waiting for that timing when that will happen. But like I say, I understand that there'll be a branch formed soon, and soon being, who knows? But that's what the spirits told me. Anyway.
Right.
You say a lot of things where I have a lot of questions about, but I'm not sure if this is now the place to do that.
But maybe Sister Balkia could interview members of the second invitation because she has a journalistic background and wants to ask more questions sometimes. It reminds me of John Pratt. He used to say, that's a interest that's a personal interest story. It's interesting. We're developing. So thank you for your open-heartedness about these things. And you also dear sister, feel free.
Any more comments? Okay, I'll take that as time to move on. Who wants to do the next verse?
I can read it. Verse 2. And behold, the multitude of those who believed in the words of the disciples of Christ increased and were baptized into a symbol of a spiritual rebirth. That is, as if buried in the waters of baptism, they abandoned the old sentiments of the evil one who easily entangled them in order to be reborn into a new life, clothed with the fullness of the good feelings that are in the name of Christ, which they took upon themselves and were greatly benefited by the gift of the Holy Spirit that was given to them by the laying on of the hands of the 12, being all of them committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ in order to learn to develop in their fullness and in the perfect body that is in communion with the gifts of God, becoming a people united in feelings and understanding as having one heart.
Yeah, it's interesting about the understanding because what Dewey just said, it's like we have a completely different understanding about membership of the Church of Christ and the United Order, and so our understanding is. But this is random. This is a usual problem. People read something and they have their own understanding. And it's with the elephant, the Chinese story about seven blind men who are touching an elephant, and everybody touches a different part, and everybody has his own interpretation. So the understanding is really a big point of interest to focus on if we want to move forward with the second invitation. Thank you.
I think this verse uses buried in the waters of baptism, which implies that symbolism of coming back, being born again, like a baby resurrection back on the earth to me. That's one of the things that I think about. If you think about Mauricio's last talk of being resurrected by birth. Anyway, that's one of the things that I thought about. You're buried and then you come forth to a new life. And I know that most people would probably go think of that as spiritual, in the abandoning the old thoughts and getting the new feelings. Any other comments?
The word entangle, if you look that up, if you do a keyword search in the sealed book, it's in there three different times. This verse, and then in the previous chapter, actually, three Acts of the Three Nephites, chapter 6, verse 14, it uses that word again. It says, therefore, be careful not to fall into the traps of the devil and be entangled in his fishing net. For the sentiments derived from his gifts tend to be similar to divine feelings, while deceiving the earthly man with such persuasion to the point of men qualifying the bad as good and the good as bad. And then the other verse, it's in Acts of the Three Nephites, chapter 1, verse 6, and that's talking about kind of an entanglement of information. So that I like to do keyword searches when one pops up like that, and just see where else it might be found. But just an interesting thing, right? These feelings that are derived from the evil one that so easily beset us, right? We can easily become entangled in the fishnet, as it were. And we need to, as verse 1 is saying, slowly overcome them, right? One by one, making the changes in our hearts and as a people, right? In our families. I mean, you kind of think about the peace that dwells in your own home? Do I have fighting amongst my children, or am I angry with my spouse for whatever reason? I mean, that's kind of a good starting place, is starting in your own home. And from there, like Belkia said, it can move and branch off to all the homes in the community and the whole city even eventually. But it starts inside and I think within the walls of your own home. Something we can all work on.
Yeah, the cool thing is that the home is where you're actually the king and queen of your own home. I mean, you pretty much have a lot of control. Russell?
Yeah, I thought it was just interesting. I mean, we've heard a lot for a long time about a baptism being a rebirth, but I think it was interesting how it spells it out better here as to how you're abandoning the old sentiments of the evil one who easily entangled them in order to reborn into a new fullness of good feelings that are in the name of Christ. It's an extra layer of understanding of what that rebirth really means.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I also thought that the fullness, it's two times here. So clothed with the fullness of good feelings. So and I was thinking about Paul, who talks about, because the next time is it is in order to learn to develop in the fullness the perfect body that is in communion with the gifts of God. So and Paul says we should strive for the highest. The fullness of the highest of the gifts. So the striving for to be perfected in with the knowledge we have been given till now is important part to be able to what you said do we to be immersed in the water to totally learn this trust and also priesthood power probably to get to know that communion to be able to perform the proxy savior role we're about to fulfill in this second invitation. And we have to be unified with feelings and understanding. It's so interesting because you like with the concert, the people are so also unified and with the Pink Floyd concert with a good light show and everything. And you can feel one as you're singing the lyrics and you feel the togetherness. But do you understand the same thing? You know, we don't need no education, no thoughts control. You
I was
can
just thinking that I hate that song.
yeah, and it was so good.
Yeah, I love that song, but right,
But
it's
I heard this week I heard the Madness, the guys of Madness, whether you know from the ska, and they were living in the same time, and they hated that song because the lead singer of Madness, he came from a difficult background and with difficult to educate youngsters.
he was a teacher.
No, he had sympathy for the teacher
Oh.
because these kids were so awful. So it's so interesting. But this is what happens all the time because of all the movies we've seen, all the books we've read, all the music we've heard, all the things our parents used to say. We are pre-wired and we have to reconnect with this new perception to the source. And it's all in here. What a great scripture. Thank you.
Well, I have to say, I have not been playing my Pink Floyd stuff these days, and it's just simply because I want better programming, and I want good Christian music with good Christian, I wanted to say that song that we did today. What a great message! I don't know that I've ever noticed that in the hymn book. It was a great choice about the Book of Mormon seals being opened up. And I just, I want truth to be given to me in my music now. And, so I'm afraid Pink Floyd is on the shelf.
I'm sorry,
Just.
I have to respond as a musician and a lover of poetry. As I because this was the first thing I heard from Pink Floyd, but then I dug deeper into the source, and there's an interesting song of the on the first album, "The Piper at the Gates of Dawn," which is called Chapter 24, which is when he talks about Syd Barrett, about our movement is accomplished in six stages, and the seventh brings return. And astronomy, the mind. I won't go there, but I have the same development when I was singing. I could not do it anymore. I needed to sing the gospel, sing about good stuff, because I was becoming aware everything is staying there all the time. So if you become more aware of what you're exposed to, you want the gospel there. And now I have all this gospel songs in my head. It's much better, and you have to change the tune sometimes to become tuned as David's heart. So thank you for your comment, Dewey, on music. Thank you.
I have to
Russell?
just t tell you that I have no idea what Pink Floyd songs are. I've never really.
Well, he's right. Drugs, rock and roll. Yeah, and I suppose that's part of my own personal descent phase in my life. Not recommended. But it teaches you. You can still be taught.
Sure.
Probably there are better ways.
Okay.
Okay,
I
so,
have one.
well, at least at my age, I don't have time to be programmed negatively. I need all the positive vibes coming in so I can break the veil and do my mission. And, okay, so what do you think? Verse three?
I
Who
think we're
can do that
done.
for me?
I think we're done.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it's eight.
The time
So,
just flew.
time flies.
Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah, so great to see you guys.
So, do we have a volunteer for next week leading our discussion?
I can? Yes.
All right, we can let Dewey continue on next week. And we'll have our closing song. And then, Michael, if you'd like to give a closing prayer. All right, let me get my sharing done here.
Russell, what was the song you started with? We missed that.
It was page 13. I don't remember right now because actually I closed that window.
Okay.
The angel we have heard, yeah.
An angel we have
Angels
heard.
from on high.
An
Yeah.
angel from on high.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me get back to where I'm at. Well, I guess first of all, I've got to get this thing on the right spot. Now I can know where to. There we go. Share. All right. Can you all see it okay?
Okay, let us pray. Our kind Father in heaven, we're grateful for this chance this morning to meet together among this small group to study the words of the sealed book. We're grateful for the understanding that it comes from this record and the further light knowledge that we receive in studying it. Please help us as we try to overcome the evil sentiments of the adversary in our lives individually and collectively, that we may be united in purpose and love for one another and for thee, that our hearts may be knit together in love and unity. We're grateful for the blessings that we receive from thy hand daily, and we acknowledge thee in all things. Lord, we ask thee that thy spirit may attend us this day and that we may honor and keep this Sabbath day holy and always remember thee. And this is our prayer, Father, and we ask it humbly in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I just wanted to mention for Harmabaki's case, I'm actually not home, and that's why things were displayed a little bit differently. I'm at only my one computer, one screen to work with, and so forth. So
You
thanks,
did a great
everybody.
job. Thank you.
And you look great with your one plant.
Yes, it's a great
Okay.
plan. Thank
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you
God
all.
bless you
Thank
all.
you.
You're
God
welcome.
bless.
Take
All
care.
right. Bye-bye.
Love you all.
Shalom.
Love you.